What, then, did I formerly think I was? Undoubtedly, I judged that I was a man. But what is a man? Shall I say, a rational animal? Assuredly not, for it would be necessary forthwith to inquire into what is meant by animal, and what by rational. And thus, from a single question, I should insensibly glide into others, and these more difficult than the first. Nor do I now possess enough of leisure to warrant me in wasting my time amid subtleties of this sort. I prefer here to attend to the thoughts that sprung up of themselves in my mind, and were inspired by my nature alone, when I applied myself to the consideration of what I was. In the first place, then, I thought that I possessed a countenance, hands, arms, and all the fabric of members that appears in a corpse, and which I called by the name of body. It further occurred to me that I was nourished, that I walked, perceived, and thought, and all those actions I referred to the soul. But what the soul itself was, I either did not stay to consider, or if I did, I imagined that it was something extremely rare and subtle, like wind, or flame, or ether, spread through my grosser parts. As regarded the body, I did not even doubt of its nature, but thought I distinctly knew it. And if I had wished to describe it according to the notions I then entertained, I should have explained myself in this manner. By body, I understand all that can be terminated by a certain figure, that can be comprised in a certain place, and so fill a certain space as to exclude every other body.